All right, so we're diving into voice AI.
Which feels very appropriate,
It does, doesn't it?
given that it's absolutely exploding right now,
Yeah.
all these chatbots and virtual assistants, and you sent over some really fascinating stuff about it. And
Specifically about companies like RealVoice.ai,
right.
who are pushing the limits of like what's possible.
Yeah.
But have you ever actually like stopped to think?
About how incredibly complex it is to build a voice AI.
That doesn't, sound like a robot.
It's one of those things you don't really think about
Yeah.
until you hear a bad one.
Yeah.
Like, we're so used to, as humans,
Right.
navigating conversations effortlessly.
But we don't even realize how many cues and signals
Oh, yeah.
we're interpreting every millisecond.
I know, I had this really funny experience.
I was trying to order.
I can't remember what it was, but I was trying to order something online,
Okay.
and the chatbot kept trying to get me to order a pizza at the same time. Like, it just kept
Right.
saying,
Well, no.
"Do you want extra pepperoni?" And I'm like, "No, I just want to buy this lamp."
It's those subtle nuances, though, that trip up AI.
You know, as humans, we do it without even thinking. But
Yeah.
for example, did you know that in a natural conversation, the average gap between turns is less than 200 milliseconds?
Like we're talking lightning fast responses here.
200 milliseconds. That's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, no wonder these AIs,
Have all these awkward pauses,
they're
like they
blank.
just can't keep up.
Exactly. And it's not even just about the speed.
It's also recognizing the cues
Oh, right.
that signal a change in turn, like a slight change in intonation and or an
Even just a breath.
wow, yeah, okay.
We instinctively know when someone's about to finish speaking.
But for a machine, it's like trying to crack a code.
Yeah, like, okay. Speed dating.
Has nothing.
And then it gets even more complicated,
Oh,
right?
absolutely.
Yeah.
Because it's not just about knowing when to speak.
Right.
It's also about understanding what to say. Like,
Exactly.
I know even for me,
With my very human
sometimes
brain.
I'm like, what am I saying?
Especially after a double espresso, right? Because
Exactly.
I can't even imagine.
A lot of people probably think,
You could just like string together some code.
yeah, that's the simple view. Like,
Yeah.
just stitch together some speech to text
Yeah.
and then some clever algorithm.
And then some text to speech, and boom, you've got a voice AI.
Yeah, exactly.
But
Yeah.
one of the articles that you shared,
It really highlights how quickly that falls apart.
it does.
So we need to like ditch the simplistic view.
And dive into the real deal.
Okay, that's good.
The article talked about a seven-step process,
Yeah.
a kind of pipeline
Right.
that goes into building a voice AI.
What are the real challenges then?
Hidden within those steps that make building this human-like voice AI so difficult.
Okay, so seven steps.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty straightforward.
You'd think so, right?
But I have a feeling it's a lot more complicated than that.
Oh,
It's
absolutely.
like a deceptively simple,
Right.
like step four, for example, deciding when to speak.
Okay.
That's where things get really interesting.
In what way?
Well, think about it. We don't always end our sentences neatly, right?
Yeah, that's true.
We interrupt each other.
Yeah.
We pause, we go off on tangents.
Oh, totally.
A good conversational AI needs to be able to anticipate all of that.
Yeah.
And that's not easy.
No.
Like
Well,
trying to merge onto the freeway.
during rush hour with
Exactly.
like a car full of kids.
You've got to be ready for anything.
Exactly.
And even a millisecond's delay can be really noticeable.
It just sounds off.
Right.
But here's the thing. What's
Right.
that? While the AI is figuring out when to speak, it also has to figure out what to say.
Okay.
Which brings us to step five,
All right, step five.
response generation.
Okay, so
This is where it gets really cool.
it's not just about like
Create.
pre-programmed
Yeah, no,
phrases.
no.
It actually has to be able to,
Come up with a response.
exactly, it needs to hold its own in a conversation.
So
Like,
it's like,
have you ever talked to someone
yeah.
who just like downloaded Wikipedia
Okay.
and they're trying to have a conversation?
Right.
That's kind of what it's like.
Wow,
It's
man.
got access to this huge database of information.
So it's like giving the AI a brain.
Essentially, yeah.
Okay.
That's where LLMs come in.
LLMs.
Large language models.
Right.
They were mentioned in one of the articles.
Yeah, they were.
And basically, they provide the AI with all that information,
Okay.
but then it has to figure out how to use it effectively.
So you're not just giving it the information,
No.
you're teaching it how to use it.
Exactly. It's like teaching someone how to think critically.
Right.
And that's on top of all the other stuff we talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those emotional
Oh,
cues
right.
that we talked about earlier?
The ums and ahs and,
Exactly.
well, and a truly sophisticated voice AI
Yeah.
needs to be able to inject those into its responses too.
Wait, so not only does it have to be like
I know.
witty and intelligent.
But it has to sound like it too.
Exactly. It's like the whole package
How do
to
they?
make that happen.
So it's like this AI is practically thinking and feeling for itself.
In a way, yeah, it's mimicking those
Oh,
things.
but how does it actually get its point across?
I mean, you can be the wittiest, most insightful AI in the world,
Right.
but if you sound like a robot, no one's gonna listen.
Exactly. And that's where step six comes in.
Okay, step six, what's the magic?
This is where we move from text to speech.
Or TTS, as it's known in the industry.
ETS, okay.
But forget those like robotic voices you remember from like old movies.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about technology that can generate really human-sounding voices.
With all the little nuances and inflections and everything.
You're saying this AI could like laugh at my jokes.
Well, maybe not your jokes. I'm
Hey.
kidding. I'm kidding. But yeah, it can convey emotion.
So we're really talking about AI that can sound like
A person.
essentially,
I'm
yes.
feeling very sci-fi all of a sudden.
But we haven't even gotten to the last step yet.
That's right.
How does this AI actually DO things?
Good question, because so far we've just been talking.
Right.
It's not enough to just talk a big game.
No, you've got to be able to back it up.
Exactly.
And that's where step seven comes in, making the AI actionable.
Actionable.
So it's not just about understanding and responding.
It's about actually doing something based on that conversation.
Okay, so give me an example.
Like, let's say you're talking to an AI and you mention needing to schedule a meeting.
Right.
The AI could go right ahead and do that for you in the background.
No way.
Or it could make a restaurant reservation for you.
While we're talking.
Exactly. It's like having a personal assistant.
Okay, I'm starting to see the potential here.
Right.
This isn't just some fancy chatbot.
No, it's way more than that.
It's like AI that can actually understand us,
And then act on it.
respond intelligently.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
It's really cool stuff.
So we've talked about the challenges.
The technology, the steps, all of that. But let's talk about how this is actually being used in the real world. You mentioned RealVoice.ai earlier.
Right.
They're kind of at the forefront of this whole voice AI thing, right?
They are, yeah, they're really pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
So what are they doing differently?
Well, for one, they're really focused on making voice AI truly conversational.
Okay, and what does that mean in practice?
It means tackling those challenges we talked about, like latency interruption.
Making the voices sound natural and engaging?
And they're actually making progress on this stuff.
Oh, absolutely. They've achieved some pretty incredible things.
Like what?
Well, their latency is down to about 800 milliseconds.
Wow, I remember you saying that earlier.
Yeah, that's almost indistinguishable from a real conversation.
So that's like
Basically, real time.
pretty much,
And
yeah.
that's translating into real results, too, right?
Exactly. They've seen a 34% increase in booked appointments for their clients.
That's huge.
It is, yeah.
But let's bring it back down to earth for a second.
How does all of this affect us
That's the big question, isn't it?
beyond just the tech world?
Right. How does this impact our everyday lives? Well,
Exactly.
imagine calling customer service and actually having a good experience.
Okay, stop you right there.
That's a dream I didn't even know I had.
But imagine talking to an AI that actually understands your problem
Yeah.
and can help you solve it quickly and efficiently.
Okay, I'm listening.
Or think about accessibility.
For people with disabilities, this technology could be life-changing.
You're right, it could make technology so much more accessible.
Exactly.
This is some really powerful stuff.
It is.
But are there downsides?
That's a really important question.
I mean, it can't all be sunshine and roses, can it?
Of course, not every technology has its limitations.
And it's crucial to acknowledge those.
So what are we talking about here?
Well, for one thing, voice AI is still in its early stages.
Well.
Companies like RealVoice.ai are doing amazing work,
Sure.
but there's always room for improvement.
Like what specifically?
Well, custom response generation is a big one.
Making sure the AI can handle those really complex conversations.
Right, like the ones that are emotionally charged.
Exactly. Or involve a lot of nuance.
Yeah.
And of course, we need to make sure this technology is used ethically.
That's a big one.
Absolutely.
It's like this technology is moving so fast
It really is.
that we barely have time to think about the implications.
It's a lot to process.
It really is, but it's exciting.
Oh, for sure.
So what happens when AI can understand our tone, our emotions, our sarcasm?
Ooh, that's a good question.
What are the ethical considerations there?
I mean, are we creating something that's too human?
Right, are we crossing a
And
line?
if so, where is that line?
Wow.
These are things we need to be thinking about now.
I think you're right.
Well, there you have it, folks. A deep dive into the world of voice AI.
We've covered a lot of ground today, from the technical challenges
to the potential impact on our lives and the ethical questions we need to be asking.
It's a lot to unpack.
But it's a conversation worth having.
Absolutely.
And one that's only going to get more important as this technology continues to evolve.
Couldn't agree more.
If you're as fascinated by this stuff as we are,
we encourage you to check out realvoice.ai
and see for yourself how they're shaping the future of voice AI.
Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll catch you next time.